Territory 1041, Thursday morning. Well, First Nations remote communities across the Northern Territory will now have better access to be able to study hairdressing on their home soil. This is thanks to a new program by Charles Darwin University. It's a new partnership between CDU and a CDU alumni, Gary Strachan, the deadly hair dude. And he joins me now. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. I want to find out more. Tell us about this partnership between you and CDU.
Well, I studied hairdressing and law with CDU myself, and it just made sense to partner back up with them. And so to go full circle is a really quite a joy for me. And so what we're doing is we're going out to remote communities, as many who want it, and teach locals with our new training program where they engage straight away how to cut, colour and style hair. And it means that in 6 months' time, there'll be barbers in remote communities, and in 12 months' time, there'll be hairdressers. It's a modified course, but it's basically just teaching exactly what they need out in these remote communities.
So you enter the communities and you talk to some of the elders and trying to get people to be interested in this. Has that been a challenge?
Not really. Everyone wants it. Everyone's on board. Everywhere we go, we've been to 30 communities so far, and people are just all on board. All the different organisations see that there's an opportunity for a job here and to service the grooming needs. And who doesn't want to look good? You know, so it was very easy to offer this to the communities because everybody wants it. And the added bonus is that the Rotary Club of Darwin have decided that they're going to get on board as well, and they're actually donating a set of equipment for each community that comes on board. So it means that when I'm not there, they will actually have some tools to practice with.
Okay, and they can still link up with CDU and gain their certificate?
Yeah, so they still get their certificates. That's the joy of this partnership between CDU and Deadly Hair Dude, is that I go out representing Deadly Hair Dude and CDU. I'm also actually then a casual employee of CDU as well. Okay. So it means that I can, and I've got my cert for an assessment and training, so I can sign them off and then I pass it over to CDU and they issue a nationally recognised qualification.
It must be fantastic going into these communities and doing what you love.
It is fantastic. Yeah. And the joy that it brings to these people's face when we go there. I mean, like I said, there's people in their 60s who have never had a professional haircut in their life. You know, and they get up and the smile on their face is priceless.
It'd be like the before and after shot. You know what I mean?
Oh, we've done plenty of those. We've got the wild, woolly look. And then next thing, they're coming back trim, taut and terrific.
Yeah, hairstyle like a Hollywood actor or something, you know. Yeah.
Oh, I tell you. And they're so excited about it.
Yeah, I bet they would be.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? Who doesn't like it? You know, like everyone likes to look their best.
Okay, so at the moment, you're still... Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Elko Island.
All right. And where's this going to take you to? Or I mean, how far? To Central Australia as well?
Well, yeah, we've been going to Central Australia, and I've written to all the different organisations, Indigenous organisations, to see who wants to be on board. But I see this partnership gives Deadly Hair Dude credibility, and it also shows that there's communities out there who will be more willing to engage with Deadly Hair Dude on the basis that CDU is involved.
Well, it's a great initiative on behalf of you and CDU. And look, enjoy your travels. How long's your tenure?
So we do it, usually we do five days in each community.
Yeah,
so
okay.
5 days a month. And that's enough to sort of just get them going because we start them haircutting day one. They don't just stand there and watch. They do their first haircut day one. So if you look on our Facebook or LinkedIn site, you'll see their haircuts that they're doing. I stand beside them and they physically do it. And having that level of engagement means that these students are really encouraged to keep going. But if you give them too much at once, it's too much to take in. So I give them 5 days and then I come back the next month and I build on that and build on that. And it's just the right amount.
Great stuff. Well, if we want to find out more, Deadly Hair Dude on Facebook, huh?
Yes, okay. Or LinkedIn.
Hey, Gary Strachan, thanks for talking to us, and we'll keep us updated, won't you?
I will. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.